Simon Reish Mem Gimel and Reish Mem Daled Be'ezer Hashem. The Mechaber says in Reish Mem Gimel, "Le'yaskir all the merchats shaloi le'in Yehudit ne'shenik al shemoyin ve'in didi zeri kiboy melach b'shabbos." The Stam merchats lav the risusa of it. Ve'amri shekol arena she Yisrael. Ve'sachas in Yehudi bekach v'kach le'in ve'nimtze she'in Yehudi yoyitza melach b'shlichuza she Yisrael. Aval sod emotor she'kein derek l'kabal sod of a risus. The Mechaber over here encapsulates really all the halachos, the different various types of avodah that people could do for a goy could do for a yid, and tells you which malachas have what halachos. But really, the klal is, that's all totally on Minhag HaMedina. It's all totally in the way that people do it. There's different ways of a yid hiring a guy to work for him. Four different ways, basically. And they have different halachas. The first one is arisus. Arisus means that, like a sharecropper, that the guy works the entire field of the Yisrael and he gets a percentage. He works the field and he makes 20% of the crop, 30%, 40% of the crop. So really when he's working, the work is for the entire field, but he gets a percentage, and he's working to get that percentage. He wants to work more hours to get a bigger percentage, to get more money. Then there's chirus, that the guy rents the, whatever it is that we're talking about, it could be a field, it could be a house, it could be a merchat. He rents it from the yid. He pays the yid $1,000 for the merchat, and then he makes all the money, the guy makes all the money that comes in. The third possibility is kablonus, which is also referred to as kiboilis. Kiboilis and kablonus are the same thing. And that means that the yid makes all the money, and he gives the guy a set amount for the entire year, or the entire project, whatever it is that he's trying to do, whatever the guy is working for him. So the yid makes all the money. Tchiris, the guy makes all the money, and he gives a certain amount to the yid. Kiboilis is the other way around. The yid makes all the money, and he gives a certain amount to the guy for the year. It's not a percentage. It's like a sharecropper, that the guy is working and the yid is making the profit. However, by a rishus, he makes a percentage, and over here he doesn't make a percentage, he makes a set amount. And then there's a suryay. Suryay means that the guy didn't rent the thing from the yid. It means that the yid is hiring the guy to work for him for a certain hour, for a day, a certain amount of hours a day. And he's paying him for those hours, but all the money is going to the Baal Bayis. That's like any type of store. You pay the clerk, whatever it is, the checkout workers, a certain amount per hour, and all the money that comes in really goes towards the store, goes to the store owner. Now, La Locha, any time that the goy is working for himself, then it's generally not a problem for him to work on Shabbos. Because he's working for himself to make money. For example, the case of Arisus and Tchirus. Arisus is getting percentage. Tchirus, you already paid the yid. And any money that he's going to make is his own money. So then, anything that he's doing, he's working for himself to make more money. He's not working for the yid b'chol. Kablonet is a little bit not so simple, as Mishabur points out. Because there, he's only getting a set amount. Regardless of how much he works, he's only getting a set amount. So therefore, his work could be, to a certain extent, for the yid. And then there's the Tzriyayim. Tzriyayim seems that he's clearly working for the yid. He's clearly working for the yid, because he's not making any percentages. He's getting paid by the hour, and therefore it's problematic. Now one could ask, and one should ask, why is that the case? Anytime that there's a Tzriyayim, I work for somebody in somebody's office. I answer phones for 5 hours a day, and I get paid $10 an hour. So the reason why I come in on Shabbos is not because I want to work for the yid. The reason why I want to come in on Shabbos and answer phone calls is because I want to make my $10. And that way, at the end of the day, I'll have $50. But not because I'm trying to make any money for the yid. I couldn't care if the yid has any money or doesn't have any money. L'chor, it's the same type of thing over here. I'm working for an hour. You're hiring me per day. If I decide to come in on Shabbos, it's for a day to the nashi. The guy is doing it for himself. Why is it considered b'chlal as if he's doing it for the yid? So Shulchan Aruch Rav, he says that a Tzur Yoyim in Kavanot Seba Vidot Ekdi Lahashlim HaMalacha Shrei Lo Yalav HaMalacha Ligmar. Ve'en lo te'elis klal v'hagmar. Al ha'kavanah say, lavedit Yisrael kol ha'yem k'day sh'yitol ha'yitzharim. What is the mindset of the Sechir Yoyim? What's the babysitter doing? The babysitter agreed to come because she's going to get paid. Now, but what is she trying to do? She's not trying to finish something up. There's no job that has to get finished. Somebody that's answering phone calls, the job never finishes. However many phone calls come in, you work for it, you answer the phone calls. At 5 o'clock, you close up shop. Whether or not the phone is ringing, the phone is not ringing. Tomorrow you start again. There's no job that finishes. So what am I doing? Be'etzem, what the babysitter is doing is, I'm trying to help out I'm working for somebody else. The reason why I'm working is to get paid. But what is he trying to do? What's the te'elis? What's the mindset? What's the game plan and the objective? You're not trying to finish a job. You're trying to work for somebody else. You're doing the work of somebody else to make money, but doing the work of somebody else. So that's basically, says the Shulchan Aruch Rav, that's the whole difference. When I'm trying to finish a job, and the guy doesn't, and the Yid doesn't tell me to do it on Shabbos specifically, so even if I do it on Shabbos, I'm not working for the Yid. That's not what I'm trying to do. I'm trying to finish my job. I can either do it on Thursday, I can do it on Friday, I can do it on Shabbos. I decided to do it on Shabbos. That's my day off, so therefore I'm going to do it on Shabbos. But I'm not trying, what am I doing? I'm not really working for the Yid. As opposed to somebody that's not finishing a job, they're not trying to work and finish a job, so then we look at it as if they're working for the Yid. They're working for the Yid, even though he ultimately is trying to get money. But that's like we say in the Gemara. We find that there's many times that even though the guy's going to get paid back, lighting a candle for a Yid, right? That's usher, even though l'chera he's going to get paid back. We don't consider that to be a daita d'nafshi because he's being mahana the Yid. So it's over here. What do we look at what he's doing? He's really only being mahana the Yid. He's not trying to finish a job. He's working for the Yid. And therefore, it's problematic.
So when the person is paid a set salary with a commission basis.
Oh, we'll get to that in a second. Excellent. That's going to be a big stage here. We'll get to that in a second. We'll see. L'chara, even if you hire somebody, let's say you hire somebody, somebody that comes from Reish Mandala, but we'll just stick it in here as once we mentioned. Let's say you hire somebody not per hour. Per hour. If you hire somebody on Shabbos, but to do a specific thing, clean up from the Kiddush. You're going to serve and clean up from the Kiddush. And I'll pay you by hour. So is that considered a Sechir Yoyim or is that considered a job? So that's a job, but it's a job which is limited to Shabbos. It's defined by the day of Shabbos. You can't do it any other time. Therefore, it's not like a regular case where I'm trying to finish a job. When you try to finish a job, you're not specifically limited to a specific day that you have to do the job. You can do whatever day you want. You decide to do it on Shabbos. Here, you're limited. You have to do it on Shabbos. The Kiddush is only happening on Shabbos. Therefore, even though it's a specific job, but since it's dafka on Shabbos, therefore, it would be problematic. And the other way around also applies. We mentioned in the past, that also comes up in Reish Mamdalet, that if I ask you to do a job that can be done at any time, even if I pay you by hour, but I don't look at it as a Sechir. For example, I bring the car into the mechanic. The mechanic says, okay, I have to switch the brakes. How long is it going to take me? I don't know. It depends what type of model it is. Let's see how long it takes me. And according to how long it takes me, that's how much you'll pay me. So even though the standard mechanic who's going to charge you per hour, but there's a job that he's trying to do. He's trying to fix the car. He's not trying to work for an hour. He's not working for the Yid. He has a goal. Fix the car. The Mela, even though he gets paid per hour, he doesn't have the din of a Sechir Yoyim. He has the din of a Kablam. And therefore, there's a kula that as long as I gave it to him before Shabbos, I didn't tell him to do it on Shabbos, even if he doesn't on Shabbos, and he's getting paid by hour, but he's getting paid to do a specific job, therefore he has been of a kablan, and therefore it would be mutter for him to do it as long as they didn't tell him to do it on Shabbos. Even Biramiza, I can't give it to him right 5 minutes before Shabbos and tell him I need it 5 minutes after Shabbos. It would also be problematic. Now, the cases of Arisus, this whole simon really, there shouldn't be any difference, l'chera, between what type of malacha you're doing. If you're doing it by rishus, you're getting a percentage, it should be mutter. If you're doing it as a Sechir Yoyim, it should be aser. However, in the Gemara, it's mevur that there are chilukim between merchas and sode and these things. The reason is only because of marasayin. Because of marasayin, there's a problem that a merchas, since generally a person doesn't become an artist on a merchas, doesn't work in a merchas and get a percentage. That's not the way that they do it. You get either paid by hour, or you rent entire merchas, but there's no... Therefore, there's a marasayin that even if you are getting paid a percentage, nevertheless, there'd be a problem that we would think that you, maybe you're a Tziriyim, people might think that you're a Tziriyim, and therefore it's Asr al Tmarasayim. Therefore, if things change, and by Merchatz it becomes the norm that people get paid by percentage, then Nechamami, that would be Mutter. And everything has to do with exactly what the Metzias is. If the Metzias is that even a Sadeh, if a Sadeh they start to stop doing with Arisus, it will also be Asr. Everything depending on the time and place, it would be Asr. Now the Mishnah Berurah says, what Rabbi Eliyahu just said right now, and that is, L'chara, any time we have an easy way to get out of a Tziriyim. Somebody that's working on Shabbat, and he gets paid to answer phone calls on Shabbat. So now, L'chara, that's a problem. He's getting paid to answer phone calls on Shabbat. That's the Tziriyim. That's the L'chara answer. So we have, L'chara, an easy way out. We'll tell the guy, for every phone call that you answer, you get a percentage of the revenue, of the whatever, of the profits, whatever comes inside, whatever profits you make. Now, yeah, obviously it depends on what job it is, you know, if a person's making phone calls as a telemarketer, it could also be a business. Most places, most scenarios, you can figure out a way that there'll be a percentage. But maybe as long as you get a percentage, then it turns out that the reason why the guy is working is because he's making a percentage. And once he's making a percentage, he's working for himself. Now the question is, how much of a percentage do they have to make? So the Neid Yehuda says a big chiddush. He says in, it's brought down Aruch Chaim Siman Chavtes. He says Yesh Derech Salula. There's a clear paved way. The Notzel Legami Michshash Eser. In the case that he's talking about, Shame Yiftiku Imanochri Litin Lemi Kol Elef Shiyimacher Davar Kotzov Afilipit Achas. They'll tell the guy, the businessman, that we're paying you by hour, but from every time that you sell a product, we're going to give you one, out of every 1,000 that you sell, we're going to give you one pruta. In addition, that he says, in addition to what we're doing, we're actually never quoted yet, we call elef, elef sheyimacher, and we call meyak, and we call kikar. Doesn't make a difference. From every 1,000 you sell, I give a percentage. Every 100 I sell, you give you a percentage. Doesn't make a difference. V'dover zeyel anachri chutz me'asirish enayisim lais, I pay you $10 an hour. In addition to the $10 an hour that I pay you, for every 1,000 keychains that you sell, I'm going to give you another 10 cents. So, now the guy is working for himself, because the more keychains he sells, the more he's going to... And therefore, that would be enough to make it that it shouldn't be a problem. Now the question is that realistic or not? Psychologically not. There's no way the guy doesn't care about the 10 cents. He's not going to make... For every time that he sells 10,000 keychains, it's going to take him a half a year to sell 10,000 keychains. He's going to make 10 cents. Oh, now I'm going to work on Shabbos. This is a daitin denafshein. Because I know that every Shabbos I can sell 40 keychains. I'm only another 9,960 to go. And I'm on my way to getting that 10 cents. Sounds ridiculous. So the truth is, Chassam Sefer, he discusses this. He doesn't quote the Neid Yehuda, but he also has the Tshuva in Siman Nun Tes. And he says, it's clear that he understands, he has two Tainas on it, but one of them is this Taina. He says that it has to be something that you would be Tereach for that. It's worth your effort to come in for that. Does it have to be that you work only for that, and lose enough money that you're making that even if you weren't getting paid a set amount, you'd do that? No, lav dafka. But it has to be enough that it's enough of an incentive for you to want to work. Then it should be... So, I saw the Aruch HaShabbos. He handles this machlekes over here, and he brings a raya from the Mishnah Berurah. He wants to say it's the chara meduik in the Mishnah Berurah, like the Neid Yehuda, because at the end of Sif Aleph, he's talking about a merchatz that he's getting paid. Merchatz is problematic if it's you're not making a percentage, and he says kivan de medina aser afilu nisparsim shesachar leshana vegam uchutzatchum. Even if you have it's nisparsim that it's not a daily. He's not a tziriyim, and it's chutz tzchum. Deim b'mishumar asayim. Gam kim aser, ve'ein heter kim heichad yesh le'ein yudi k'tzas chilek berevach hashabbosis. Does that mean when the daita din avshi yovin? As long as the yud ein yudi has k'tzas chilek berevach hashabbosis. Don't tell you how much k'tzas. So you could be Muslim. So yeah, k'tzas revach means it depends. You know, the guy's making $10 million. K'tzas revach means making 1%. You're in good shape. The real estate agents, they usually don't make too much more between depending on where. Here in Israel, they take even less. Anywhere between 0.5% and 1.5% to 2%. Usually, maybe 3%. That's a big thing, isn't it? But they're not making so much. But when you're doing a deal and you're selling a house for $1 million, you're selling a house for $200,000, even if you're making 1%, you're still making a few thousand dollars on the deal. And mamela, $1 million, you're making $10,000 on the deal, and it comes out to be a lot of money. So you could say ktsas chelik. L'chor amerchas is not something where the guy is raking in the dough. So it's hard to believe that the guy is mamish. I don't know what it is, but usually in the different mikvoyos that you go to, remember, I think it was in Har Nof that I saw once, that they put up their water bill for the mikvah. And, I don't know, 10,000 shekel or whatever it was, some crazy amount. You know, this is our water bill. Well, what do you mean? I pay every time that I use it. What's going on over here? So what are you trying to... They're not making all that much money. Okay, maybe a bathhouse charges you more than 10 shekel. Could be. But it's not like something which they're raking the money. Therefore, ktsas revach would sound like even a little bit, that is enough. So still, Rav Shalom wants to be masber. Maybe, Shalom Machlekes is, that it doesn't have to be enough that it's that you would be tereach. It's worthwhile to come in just for that. It's not like, what's the whole purpose of it? The whole purpose is, it should be considered a daite denafshe. So some service says it has to be something that you would be willing to be tereach for, because that would make it that you're working for yourself. Says Rav Shalom, because then you do though, and maybe Pashas and Mishnah Berurah holds not that way, and they hold as long as it's an incentive, you're gaining something else. You have something in the back of your mind, that would be enough. Now, from the name it sounds like you don't even need that, because he says pruta from every 10,000, from every 1,000. Sounds like Mishmur, maybe you don't have to say that. You don't have to say that advice. As long as you have a bonus, you know you're going to get a commission. From every 100, you're going to make an extra $5. So then say that's already enough. Kenzain of incentive that would be considered that he's making and is working for himself. So when you get out of the problems of Maris Ayin, and out of the problems, we'll deal with the case exactly what the. Then, as long as the person is making a percentage, then you get out of the problem of Sirian. So, I saw a question that was posed to Rizla Berkowitz. This was a question. Somebody opened up a used car lot. He sells used cars, and the lot is in a totally non-Jewish neighborhood. Now, there are people that work there. Shabbos is a big day. Shabbos, very often, especially with cars. Car sales, for some reason, I don't know why. I mean, that's people's day off. What? Yeah, but I don't know, in stores. Stores are also, to a certain extent, a lot of stores are closed on Shabbos. But with regard to cars, that's really the big day. Shabbos is a big day, and therefore, it would be chaval that he has to close it on Shabbos. Who does he have working for him? He has a bunch of guys working for him. They get paid by the hour. So to take care of the issue, he decided that we'll give him a little bit of a commission. For every car that you sell, I'll give you a percentage of the car, or whatever, how much of the profit. So yesterday, Berkowitz says, not a problem. He's a tchiriyoy, he's making a percentage. There's no Meir sign, because it doesn't say Chaim Yankel's used car lots. It says, Robinson. That's what we were talking about last night. What? No, because we were only trying to find a name that could be also Jewish and also not. So, yeah, McCormick, Cunningham, used car sales, right? So, doesn't mean, no one knows that it's the Yid. There's no Mara sign, because it's totally in a Gaisha place. The guy is making a percentage, it's not a problem. And the Yid is getting Bahavla. He has to be that there's no problem with Chag Shabbos. He gets paid for the cars, he gets not a specific amount.
All the Yid is in the next town across. He's just out of town. All the Yid know that the Yid is
And they know that it's open on Shabbos? If they know that it's open on Shabbos, that would be a problem. But if they know that he owns this place and they don't know that it's open on Shabbos, it's fine whether or not that it's a problem. If there's no Yidin that would come there on Shabbos. If there's no Yidin that would come there on Shabbos. That's really Sifrei. Sifrei talks about if the shame of the Yisrael is Nikra on the. Everybody refers to the business as the Yid's business. So Ramah's busy on exactly when it gets the shame of the Yisrael, if you rented it from a guy and rented it out to a guy, if you just bought it and nobody knows yet and you rented it out to somebody else. Now, there's a case that somebody asked. We discussed this last night by the Chasana, for those over there. This was one of the things that was discussed. A question that somebody came up, Mamash Alach al-Maisa Shaila, Gai Nishiva, Echa Michashuvi Avrichei Shivis Mirakadesha, and it says that his father works for Bank of America as a stock broker. Now, every time he has workers, the workers work in an office in Bank of America, and every time that they answer the phone call, they answer, let's say the guy's name is Robinson, because the name is not such a Jewish name. Robinson could be a Jewish name, could be not a Jewish name, you don't know. So they answer the phone, Robinson and Sons, and then they make a sale, and for every time that they make a sale, they get paid by the hour. Every time that they make a sale, so Mr. Robinson in Bank of America get a percentage. So the question is there a problem for them to work on Shabbos? L'chora is a regular Sirayim. In such a case, they're regular Sirayim. So even though the reason why they're coming into work on Shabbos is because they want to make their $10 an hour, that's like we said at the beginning, the Sirayim, even though since he doesn't have a specific job, there's no job that he's finishing here. His job is answer phone calls, field the phone calls.
So Bank of America,
so who pays them? It's his office. It's Mr. Robinson's office. So they're officially working in Mr. Robinson's office. I don't know where they get the check from, because it could be that just Bank of America pays and detracts from his thing and pays to them. But I don't know who's the one that really, I don't know if he knew exactly who is.
He does some business within the Bank of America.
Right, exactly. But Bank of America, because he works under Bank of America, so therefore they get a commission also from every sale that they make, every time that they trade the stock. So the it would seem that they work under him, and therefore they would have to either find somebody else. They don't work. They only work. Bank of America hires different people, and those people have secretaries that work for them, people that fill the phone calls. So if he goes under, so that chelik is gone. That chelik is gone. What's that? They're employed by the Bank of America.
No.
Or no, it sounds like by him. If he leaves, why is that? They're so the question is, what does that mean that he's under the umbrella of Bank of America? I mean, he's really making his money from all the sales that he's making as a broker. So the question is, who's paying the guy? So it's not clear, the Matthias. But what I wanted to dine on more, of the chelik of the shayla that I wanted to dine on, is, first of all, if they were getting a percentage also, so that would take care of the problem. And according to the Nehru that we're saying, maybe that's Madrig and the Mishnah Berurah, even if they make one cent on every single sale, that's enough. As long as you make a percentage from whatever it is, you make a quarter of 1% for every time that you, I mean, that could be a lot in stocks, depending on what happens. So therefore, you make a tiny little bit, then that's enough. For every six times that you sell stock, we'll give you $10. Also, that's the same thing, right? We don't have to give you a lot. As long as you're working towards something. It's not just that you're working as a employee per hour. You also have some sort of incentive to make the sales.
It's a little dependent whether the people are calling him, the employee, or the employee starts to call people. I mean, if the guy's thinking about the wait for phone calls, if he's not doing extra work to every phone call, he's only, if a phone call comes in, then he'll do the work.
Yeah, but I don't have to answer the phone call.
On your employee, it's a responsibility to ask the phone call.
He's not interested in making the sale. No, he's interested in coming as often as possible because he knows that every time that he's there,
he can ask the phone, he can make more money. But not that they don't call and ask to make a sale. So he might never make a sale that day. Would that be a problem? I mean, when a person tells a market seller that he's always calling on people that are obviously incentivized to make every phone call as many phone calls as possible that day.
So I don't know why he's making a difference. Yeah.
Does that make
enough work? The Nikudas were trying to get him to want to work for an incentive that he knows that every sale that he's going to do is going to get. So he bets on when he's coming on Shabbos. But he's coming on Shabbos because he knows that he's going to make for every sale, and in addition to what he's making, he's also going to make that. So is it enough of an incentive by itself? That's what we said before him. But as long as he gets some sort of incentive, then that would be considered enough. The Shaila is there a problem over here? Let's say there's no problem else. Especially if they weren't told which day to work on. If they're not hired to work on a specific days, work on 6 days. And they come and decide that they want to work on a certain amount of hours that they're going to work. So you decide when you're going to split up the hours. If they decided that they want to work on Shabbos instead of working on Sunday, so in Rami, that's not going to be a problem also. We'll see that in Mishpam Dalet. If you're a person supposed to work 40 hours a week, I don't tell you which hours to work. So you decide that you want to work on Shabbos 12 hours because that's your day. That's your prerogative. No one told you to work, even though you're getting paid by hour. But since the hours aren't defined in a specific day, then therefore he has a din of a kamun, he doesn't have a din of a sariyah. The question is
Pay Saturday hours, for example?
What's that? If you get extra pay, then it'll be a problem, maybe.
You're still told 40 hours a week.
Yeah.
If those hours happen to be on Saturday, for example, then you get more, is that going to be a problem?
That might be a problem, because then he's going to want it. Then you.
All weekend hours,
What's that? Then you're paying him more to work on Shabbos, basically telling him.
And Sunday.
So then it's going to depend on how many hours you work for my son, whether or not it's going to be shy for him to do it. That maybe we'll see, okay. And also, that's Rishman Dal. That's a good question. The Shabbos, is there a problem with Maris Ayin of the fact that it looks like he's working for Yid from the fact that, even if they're getting a percentage, and therefore there's no problem of the fact he's working for the Yid, but there's a problem with Maris Ayin, because every time that we answer the phone, they say Robinson and Sons, or do we say, no, who's calling, what Yid is calling, Maris Ayin and the Chshad is by Yidin. That we saw in Reish Mamdalet, that the Chshash is, as long as you're outside of the Tchum, and no Yidin can go there on Shabbos, there's no problem with Maris Ayin. There's plenty of Gaim around. We're not worried about the Gaim. We're worried about Yidin having Maris Ayin. But maybe as long as there's no yechelis for Yid to see, then there's no problem with our signs. The question is over here. There's no yechelis for anybody to know that there's people working on Shabbos unless you call up. You call up, then you'll find out that, oh, Robinson and Sons. So is that a problem with our signs? Or do we say no? It's only Gaim that are calling up. Or for Yidin. Therefore, we're not worried about it. If the only way to know is by people calling up, why not be chashish? Then maybe Yid is going to walk outside the tchum on Shabbos. So maybe in those days they didn't have for Yidin. But that's not a chash. What? Yeah, but there's no one that's going into the office. You can't go into the office. You can only because you know that they're working now on Shabbos. Because when I call, anybody that calls on Shabbos is going to hear Robinson and Sons. That means that there's somebody working for Mr. Robinson on Shabbos. You can't walk into Robinson's store. Maybe it is.
The same way when it's supposed to come, like walking out of the store.
You can't because the Shabbos can't go out to the school.
So you're saying over here,
even
though it's taught at
home,
but since you can only act
with
things by
talking. So it's the same thing? Lachar. I want to be madama, lachar, the same thing as the same way. However, I saw that the Archa Shabbos, he brings down, he's mistopic, and I saw in the Dor Malakdim, he brings down, was basically handled, I think, in Alibu de Hilkasa, that was where the Kher is, right? But how do we done, I think the Shev Levi also has a truth about it, that Chilonim is manenu. Since there's chilonim, there's a lot of chilonim, and there's a lot of people that are calling up. There's a lot of people that are mechal shabbos are calling on. The meila can't say that there would be a problem of chashad even by something which involves chol shabbos, which means that if the person is outside the tchum, but it's fry people that come on shabbos to outside the tchum, then you'd have a problem. After then of chashad, half of. It was in Shem
Shem.
Sure, not in Mitzah, maybe not. It's wrong, no, I didn't see the Mishnah Berurah.
Rosh
Hashanah. I didn't see the Mishnah Berurah. Rosh Hashanah is the Maidin, really. That would be the considered Maidin. But in this case, Ish Lain, that is not Mamish, there's no. Especially, I would think, you could be Mitzah de Lekula, for sure. If the person wouldn't know, in other words, Robinson is not a Jewish name. You don't know Bachlal. It's Bachlal. That's a question. Let's say the name is Cohn. Hi, Cohn Associates Law Firm. You know who this Cohn is? You have the slightest idea who this Cohn is. So even if the person would answer the phone, Cohn and Sons, you also don't know who it is. That will get to awesome Reish Mamdalet. If you're doing something before Hetzia, and you don't know who it's for, what is that? Now we're going to go to that we saw in. I'm sorry, in Reish Nun Beis. In Reish Nun Beis, Sif Gimel, it says that if a guy is washing clothing that clearly belongs to a Yid, then says the Magen Avraham, even though you don't know who the Yid is, if it's being done by Ferit, it's a problem. But the Sefer Shabbos says, no, it's not that way. It sounded like Mishnah Berurah is being a Tzadik L'Kulo. That if you don't know, even though you know for sure that it's being done for a Yid, but you don't know which Yid, then it wouldn't be a problem of Chashad. So certainly in this case, L'Chorah, at the Chashad Shabbai, you'd have two good Svaras to be Mekel, that you don't know who it is, and you don't know, could be that if it's a well-known law firm or something like that, or a stockbroker, then what's that lawyer, that big lawyer? No, Dershowitz. Alan Dershowitz. You know, Alan Dershowitz law firm, you know, then that would be a problem. But if not for that, in Bechlal, we're mitzadid that maybe there's no problem with Marasai in Bechlal, because the only way to know that they're working is if you're Mechal Shabbos, then there wouldn't be a problem of Marasai. That's with regard to Reish Mem Gimel. Reish Mem Dalet, the Sif Aleph, there's a big machlekes Rishenim that's brought down in Tesis on in Avodah Zarah Chaf Aleph Beis with regard to having a kablan, having a kablan work for you to build a house. You pay him a specific price, and he goes and builds a house for you on Shabbos. That's Rabbeinu Tam. For sure, that's mutter. Even though Rabbeinu Tam says at the end of the day, Rabbeinu Tam himself wasn't knowing, Likula wasn't. However, he says the Chorah, that's mutter. Why is that mutter? Because I didn't tell the guy when to build my house. He's building his house at his own convenience. And therefore, he decides to build it on the Shabbos, then that's his problem. The Ri is Chorah. The Ri says no way. That there's, it's Usr by Kablanis. It's not the Derech. People are going to think that maybe you're a Schirioim. People are going to think that maybe you get paid by the day. And therefore, it's going to be us. Now, what would be... The Shulchan Aruch passes like the Ri, not like Rabbeinu Tam. Says you have to be worried that he's a Schirioim. Now, what would be if the Derech is, like it is in the 21st century, that no one builds a house by hiring workers every day? You hire a contractor, a Kablan, and he builds a house for you. Or usually... At least in America, here the way the departments are built are differently. It's usually built by companies and things like that. You have nothing to do with it. But in America, you hire a contractor and he builds the house for you. So there's no chash whatsoever that when people see a guy's house being built on Shabbos, that you hired him on Shabbos and that you told him to work on Shabbos. Because there's no way to do that. No one hires anybody to. Now, even though the Mishnah Berurah says something very interesting, he says, Kiboyles, Kablanis, is dafka kishakola malachi bi kiboyles. Lafukim raka adrichal, levade, adrichal is the architect or contractor, probably in this case, who kablan, vishar mesayim derech, lesachum lefamim liyoim, vafilo im husaychum akobe kablanis gamkin aser. He says the only time that's considered a kablan is when everybody that's working is a kablan, is getting paid to do the whole job. But if you hire a contractor, and the contractor hires people by a daily basis, then in Hanami, it would be a problem. Now, that would really make big problems, because a lot of times, I had such a thing, we tiled my Gina, and we hired an Arab contractor, and he picks up people every day, whichever Arabs are available, well, that's who he works, so depending on who's available, that's who he picks up. Sometimes you get somebody that's special for tiles, sometimes it's somebody for electricity, but to do the schlepping work and the digging and whatever these types of things, putting cement in, you don't have to be anything special, and he picks up whoever it is and he pays them by the day. So L'chorah, anytime that, if you have building a house, at least you see that in Beitar, I can't tell you which Arabs work every day, but I think it's basically the same thing. If he doesn't find the amount of Arabs, it's a very common, you had a brother-in-law that worked in this type of stuff, he goes every time that he needs something, he goes and he picks up, you hire him, and he goes and he picks up a bunch of Arabs. So L'chorah, that would be problematic. However, if you look at the end of this long Bir Halacha, which we'll mention in a minute, he says, that which I said in the Mishnah Berurah only means if the Yid is hiring some of those workers. I hire a contractor, and I'm also hiring some of the workers of the contractor, and those are sometimes used as a skirgen. But if the Yid has nothing to do with it whatsoever, I hire the contractor, and the contractor does his thing, and he doesn't involve the Yid, then even if he gets people, hires people by the day, that doesn't make a difference. It's all considered as a Dhamma Kablanis, because Klapid Yid, it's all Dhamma Kablanis. That's how it works. Anytime you build a house, you get a contractor, the contractor finds an electrician, and he finds the person for the plumber, and he finds whatever it is that you need, he takes care of everything, and you, will ask you to pick out what you want, what type of toilet you want, what type of marble you want, what type of tiles you want, but all the work is done by him, he finds workers. Mamela bizmaninu lecher, it shouldn't be a problem. There should be no problem whatsoever to have a guy build your house for you on Shabbos. There's no problem. It's a kavlon. There's no problem aras ayin because everybody knows that it's a kavlon, and therefore lecher shouldn't be a problem. However, if you look at this long bir halacha, he brings down that there's also a third shita which is mentioned in the Tesis. And that's shita saram, which is also shita saram. And he holds that any time that you're not getting a chiluk of the karka, like a oris, who's getting a chiluk inside of the karka, a chiluk in the gufa karka, you're just getting paid money to build a house, then there is no heter of kablanis. When it's attached to the ground and you don't have a chiluk in the karka, then you always have to be worried that people are going to say it's a schir yayim because it doesn't have a chiluk in it, and therefore it's a problem. And the Mishnah Berurah, the Bir Halacha, brings down like another five Rishonim that hold this way. He says that it's in addition to the Ran, it's also the Ram in Tesfis. It's a Goyis Asmak. It's a Sefer Atrumo. It's a whole bunch of Rishonim, Balambar, a whole bunch of Rishonim that hold that you have this problem. Mela, it's not so simple to be Megal. Now, if you look at Ramesh has a truth about this, and he quotes the Bir Halacha, and he's Matmir on the Bir Halacha. He says, you're right, we have a bunch of Rishonim that hold that way, but we have a whole bunch of Rishonim that hold the other way, like Mishnah Berurah himself mentions. Mishnah Berurah himself says, we have a Rambam, and we have a Ramban, and we have a Rosh, and we have a Ritzva, and we have a bunch of Rishonim that are all Mako, that, like the Mechaber says, that any time that there's no Chshash, that the person is a Skiryon, because it's the Derech to do it B'Kavlanas, then it's not a problem. It says, Ramesha, Bechlal, it's a Suffolk. You have five Rishonim against another five Rishonim. But my five Rishonim are all the Psak Rishonim. It's the Rambam, and it's the Rosh, and it's the Ramban, it's all the Keneged, your Rishonim, which some, the Ram of Tesis, and some of you other Rishonim, which some yes, some no, are from the Psak. He says, the Rishonim Lekula are being Mako. The Rishonim Lekula are the Iker Rishonim Halacha. And Bechlal to something Darabanan. So maybe we should say something Darabanan Lekula. Nevertheless, he says, in a place where the Mezalzo, the Shabbos, the Lashon is his B'mokum sheyesh ha-Mezalzo in B'yisuri Shabbos v'ale yesh l'achman l'chatkin l'kashit z'aran v'siyatay. So even though in Cheshbin it should come out that it shouldn't be a problem to have your house built on Shabbos because there's no chash ma'arasayin and everybody knows it's being done for you and there's no chash that you told him to do it. Never, and he's doing it for himself, but that's nashi. Nevertheless, al zilzul Shabbos, it's a problem. They see, are you going building a house for Yid? L'chor, it's a problem. Mameila, alpi this, Simcha Burim Kohn in the Sefer says, let's say you have a gardener who comes to do gardening. Now you don't hire a gardener. You don't like call up a gardener and say, oh, can you come today for 2 hours? You have basically you are, it's like any person that comes to mow your lawn, that comes to take away your snow, whatever it is to. These are people that you hire, and they come once a month. They come every time that it snows. They come whatever it is, before the summer, after the summer, to do the gardening. You don't hire them. Everybody knows that it's done with kablanis. Memela, he says, be'etim it should be mutter. The guy comes on Shabbos, and he wants to do the gardening. L'chur it should be mutter. Why? Because there's no chash that you hired him. There's no chash that you hired him today, because it's not the day of hiring him today. And there's no chash, even though it says in Rishon Beis, the Chai Adam says that anytime that a guy comes into your house to do work, you always have to send him out because maybe there's a chash, maybe you told him to do it today. Something where there's no way to do it that way. You can't order it. There's no way to order somebody to come today, basically. It's not done. And therefore, there's no chash. You could probably have a possibility to order somebody to get somebody to come down if you need it. However, it's really not done, and therefore, there's no chash, ve'esen, of the Chai Adam that you told them to do today, then Mamela, you don't have the Shash Lachai Adam, you don't have the Shash Marathain, but it's a Mimotar. Bachlav the Shash, okay, we'll get to that in a second. Mamela, it really should be Mutter if a gardener comes, or somebody comes to mow your lawn, Lachar should be Mutter. Now, it's mowing lawns, then there's a problem that they say, Av Shemilsa makes a lot of noise, and therefore, it's the Zilzul of Shabbos. However, something which doesn't make a lot of noise, like a gardener, just taking out some of the weeds, and he's putting in some new flowers, and these types of things. L'chera, since there's no chasha ma'aratayin, says, Mesuchim Bunukon, really it should be mutter. However, as this din, he says, he quotes this Ramesha, and he says, as this din of Zilzul Shabbos, then this is a Zilzul Shabbos, to have a guy in a place where people are mezalzel b'shabbes, then to do such a thing, even though me'ikar hadin it's mutter, however, it is a big zilzul shabbos, and therefore to do such a thing would be problematic. To have a gardener work for you, to have would be a problem of zilzul shabbos, and therefore it's problematic. Which would mean, with regard to the question we asked about getting rid of snow and things, we'll talk about that in a second also. At the end of Sefer Aleph, it talks about getting rid of garbage. V'nei mitoich mashin esbar b'zeh asif, muchach da'aser lister in Yehudi b'kablonis lefanei zivlei mechotzer, voice of b'shabbos, v'misakan achotzer b'zeh, v'melech z'mechuber. V'yesh mekeimah sh'noigin hetel zahar li'kech hazel v'merechoyiv. You wouldn't be able to hire somebody, b'kablonis, to take away the garbage from the street. That means even though he's coming at his own, whatever day he chooses, his own prerogative, and he decides to come on Shabbos, and therefore the chur shouldn't be a problem. However, in the case where it's mechuber lekarka, then you have an issue, and since the garbage is, the way that they had garbage, they didn't have garbages and garbage cans, the garbage would pile up, and then they'd have to take shovels and shovel it out, and it would be up, and it's masak in the chotzer. The Magen Avraham over here says that it's a daraisa, you're taking the avshushis, you're taking a pile of dirt or garbage from the top and flattening it out is a problem of bainin. The Magen Avraham himself says that they're noyeg in his city, they were noyeg heter. Maybe the reason is because, the way Mishnah brings down, as the Magen Avraham says, is because it's a davar shel rabim. The only reason why it's also over here is really al tamar asani. Al the kablanis himself, al the actual thing that he's doing it his own project, he's working in his own day. He decided to do it on Shabbos. However, there's a problem with tamar asani, maybe it's a tchir yoyin. So in a case where something is done by the rabim, everybody gets together to do a certain thing, says the Magen Avraham, there's no problem of chshad. Why? Because maybe one yid is going to do something wrong. To have a whole town doing something wrong, to have a problem of maris ayin, that maybe the whole town is going to be doing something wrong, that we're not precious that the rabbi is doing something wrong, and therefore it wouldn't be a problem. La'alach la'ma'itza m'shabur does not go that way. He says that the achrenim say, hisigwal ta'imai, v'dayte de'ein afmina zeh ben rabbim li'yochin. And he says that over here we're not going to be mechalik between a rabbim and li'yochin, and either way, it's going to be us. Now, this was talking about in those days when they're taking out the garbage. The garbage was on the ground, and shoveling would be Issa Daraisa. And the only way to get rid of it is you had to hire a private sanitation department to get rid of it. Bizmanenu, in most places, you don't have a private sanitation department. You pay taxes. And one of the things, one of the perks of paying the taxes, is that they come and collect your garbage once a week, twice a week, here in Eretz Yisrael, every day, and they take care of the garbage. Now, you have no say whatsoever in whether or not they're coming or not. You can't call them up and say, don't come and collect the garbage. You can't call them up and say, come and yes, to collect the garbage. Memela, since it's not up to you, b'chlal, the person say that it's not a problem for letting take your garbage, and certainly you don't have the issue of mechubel karka, it's in bags, and it's in garbage. In America, the very makrid that it has to be inside of a garbage, depending where, inside the garbage can, inside of other things. They won't take the garbage if it's not in the garbage can. It's not tied up in bags, and depending on where you are. And memela, these things are not a problem to have them taken on Shabbos. Now, there's even a tzad, when this talks about, he says, lechatchila, you should try to take it out from before Shabbos. Take out your garbage before Shabbos, and not take it out on Shabbos. However, it says even for those that take it out on Shabbos, l'chura yesh l'hakel, even though l'chura you're be'etzem by taking out a garbage bag and sticking it on the side, you're telling them to take this garbage on Shabbos. Nevertheless, they're coming anyway to take garbage. They're coming, maybe if you didn't have any garbage, now you put down garbage, maybe more of an issue. L'chura, Shabbos said they're coming, Shabbos said you didn't tell them, and therefore Mikra then either way, it wouldn't be a problem. Besides, there's other issues of maybe to be mitzadit, al kavod habrias and graf shorei and other things that if you can have your garbage piling up depending on where you are, if it's just the one person in the house, if they only come collecting once a week and it's going to get piled up b'chulu, maybe we have an issue. But in certain places here in Eretz Yisrael, if they don't come collect the garbage every single day, it's atrocious. It's mamish graf shorei, like you can't believe. They by me they start collecting Matzah Shabbos, they collect because after Shabbos it's just not question. They collect right before Pesach, after everybody's Pesach Bechlal. They have extra hours because it's out of hand. Memela, Generally, in America specifically, you have no say whatsoever, and therefore as the sanitation department, unless you're hiring a private sanitation department, then sanitation removal, then it wouldn't be a problem for them to take out their garbage on Shabbos. Now, taking out snow, what's the story of having somebody come and shovel your snow or use a snow plow? You tell them every time you hire somebody, every time that it snows, you come and take it and get rid of the snow. So it depends on whenever it snows. Snows on Tuesday, comes on Tuesday, comes snows on Friday afternoon, comes on Shabbos. Is that a problem? So Be'etzem, if you tell him that every time that it snows you should come, you're Be'etzem telling him to work on Shabbos, because you're telling him if it snows on Friday to come on Shabbos. If it snows on Shabbos morning, come on Shabbos. So you would have to tell him that you don't have to come on Shabbos. If it snows on Friday, don't come on Shabbos. Now if he decides he wants to come on Shabbos regardless, then in the Chanami can't say you don't have to stop him. However, it depends on what he's doing. If he's just plowing the street in front of you with a plow, and there's a guy in the truck, you don't have to be chashish that you hired him. That's how they do it. They go down the streets. However, if he starts doing your sidewalks and he starts doing your walkway, and he pulls out a snow plow and the snow is flying, then al zulzul Shabbos and af shemilta, lechur would be a problem. If there's no chashash of a sakon over here, then lechur would be a problem. You'd have to tell him to stop. If you can't get him to stop, then there's nothing that you can do about it. May have a meva. But be'etzem, you would have to, even if you told him the chatchila that not to come on Shabbos, he decides that he wants to come on Shabbos, anytime that it's going to be a problem of, even if you don't have the issue that you hired him to come on Shabbos because you can't hire a guy to, it's generally hired, these snow removals are hired from beforehand, and you don't hire them on the day that the snow falls, nevertheless, and you wouldn't have the problem that maybe he's doing work for you that you asked him to do today, because no one hires him from day to day. It's all done by kavlanas.
What type of snow is it? Like a walkway?
Walkway.
Yeah, some people, old people, they have been, you know, they have to make sure they have to remember. It's very much not also
on. Then in that case, in a chum, you'd have a problem that maybe you would. So the truth is that to get rid of the snow itself, Kenzen is not a problem. B'chal shash weather is beginning of the Sanjay. B'chal shash weather, not snow, is mukta on Shabbos. Many places hold that snow is not mukta on Shabbos. Not considered a regular gomer, wouldn't be considered mukta. Even if it would be considered mukta, Kenzen, that it would be mutter because it would be considered tiltu kalachar yad, the tzorach davar mutter. You're using something to get rid of it. Mishnah Berurah says that, according to the Taz, this is the way Mishnah Berurah passes, if you clean off your table, your Friday night, you clean off your table, and you have bones from your chicken, and you want to clean off the plate. So now take a knife and knock the bones off, which are totally mukta, into the garbage can. Why? Because it's tiltul min atzad, the tzorach davar mutter. Tiltul min atzad means that I'm using my hands, but with something else, not a glove, something else to knock it off. And the tzorach davar mutter, then my plate should be clean. So the same thing would be to as possibly the same thing with sweeping the house. You tiltum min atzad, the tzorach davar mutter, your house should be clean. Taking snow with a shovel, you'd be tiltum min atzad, the tzorach davar mutter, that you should be able to walk on the, not because you want the snow, but because you want the davar mutter. And therefore, al tzap etzem could be that to shovel snow, if not for the fact of ovdim nechol or whatever it is, for yid to do it also, can then wouldn't be a problem on Shabbos. You can kick with your feet also, yeah, practically, I don't know, what?
I'm saying,
so
there's a
knife and a mutter
to do it.
Yeah, that's considered a knife and a mutter. I don't know if that's considered so much a knife and a mutter. Beth Mechur with the shovel itself, it should be mutter maker adin, that's the truth. Beth for you to do it. So can if there's an error, obviously. If there's no errors, then you're outside, there will be a problem. Different to ask a guy to shovel, Kenzan is not a problem. Now you ask a guy to shovel, he pulls out a snow plow, right, and come knocking on the door, and he says, sure, you can shovel. And he starts shoveling, and he realizes it's too much, and he pulls out his snow plow. And it's like an engine. The rice is an off. There, al-lachurra mistvaru, we should say, he's doing it a daita denafshe, that he shouldn't have to spend so much time working with the shovel, and he could do it with the shovel. If it's a huge lot, then he can't do it. But if it's a regular house, lachurra should be able to do it with the shovel, so it's not a daita denafshe. The problem is, first of all, he's doing work in a yid's house, and there's a chashash of Mara sign that maybe I hired him to do it on Shabbos. And second of all, there's Am Shemilso, that you're making a racket, and therefore many persons say that one should refrain from having a guy snowplow his walkway on Shabbos. Sif Gimel, talks about a house which was built by a guy. Im banu in Yehuda Yisrael bayis b'Shabbos b'Esther nochein lahach mishlei tanzubay. It's a pella. It's halacha. A guy spent, I don't know how many tens of thousands, not hundreds of thousands, if not millions of dollars, building this house. Nothing should be machmir not to use the house. It's like off the chart. I mean, like, the Pashas, even if the whole thing wasn't built on Shabbos, even a part of it was built on Shabbos, nevertheless, you shouldn't use it. L'maisa, l'halach l'maisa, the Mishnah Berurah says that the Achronim Kasab B'Yevid Yeshni Smith B'Kablanas Aldasa Rabbeinu Tam, since it's generally built with a contractor and he decided to build it in his own convenience, therefore B'Yevid would be able to be makel. Somebody asked me last night, there's somebody, Afrayin, there's a couple that's renting an apartment here in Eretz Yisrael. Afrayin wants to paint the apartment before, who owns the apartment, wants to paint the apartment before they come inside. What's the story with painting on Shabbos? Who wants to paint it on Shabbos? So, it seems that the case is that the guy decided, the guy told him, you know what, if you want, if you really want, I'll stay up the whole month of Shabbos and paint it. If you don't, for me, it's easier to do it during Shabbos day. So if you don't care, I'm going to do it Shabbos day. But if you do care, I'll stay up the whole month of Shabbos. So there is a way to get the guy to work not during normal hours. He offered that himself. He'd rather not. Now, are you, first of all, is he allowed to have a guy work in his house painting? So for her, that could be a problem. To have a guy, any work that she's done in your house is, like we saw in Rishon Beis, Sif Gimel, Mishnah Berurah says from the Chai Adam, that it's a problem to have a guy working in your house on Shabbos. Now, there's nobody that's living there. So it could be if there's no one living there at the time, and no one knows who belongs to, maybe that's alright. But the Pashas is, Lachari would have an issue. Now, else the issue of, is it considered as if he's working, let's say he paints the house. So is it also Nachal Lahachmer that you shouldn't live in Shabbos because he added on to the house? Lachari, in such a case, it's not. You could have lived in the house just fine without it. He's just adding in another coat of painting. Lachari, that wouldn't be the Nachal Lahachmer. If he did it on Shabbos Lamaisa, there wouldn't be any Nachal Nahachmir in such a case, even though he's adding on to the house. I saw somebody said if he did one room, then it would be a problem, even though he didn't do the whole house. But Lachar, in such a case, though I wouldn't suggest that he does it on Shabbos, tell him to do it on Shabbos. If he decides to come on Shabbos, then if no one's there, you don't have to be Meiche. You don't have to go there to find out whether he's doing it on Shabbos. I gave him an option to do it on Shabbos. From there, I don't have to worry about it. It wouldn't be considered his? Yeah, but here the problem is that there's a fry guy that owns it already for years. The people that are coming inside, it's not in shame to grow up. Somebody's left and somebody's coming inside. No one knows yet who. But the problem is that maybe else not. What?
Yeah,
To save the balabai.
Yes.
The Sif Dalet talks about Malechas Farhesia Afilu Metatlin Gaitzvina Yeduli Israel Dina Kumai Malechas Mechuber, something which is done b'Farhesia. Let's say he says a Svino has a din of Malechas Mechuber. That's also, says Mishnah Berurah, this is only talking about if it's being done in a place where people see it. However, if it's being done in a place where nobody sees it, in the guy's house, then that wouldn't be considered a problem. It's not Mechuber Mamish, and it's not a problem. Sif Hei talks about if you're Seicher, a guy for a year or two, then to work for you, for a specific thing, to sew for you, to write books for you, then the halacha is he's not allowed to work on Shabbos. That's the way the Mechaber says him, he's not allowed to work on Shabbos, because when he works on Shabbos, you're gaining that on Matzah Shabbos, he'll be able to work. He'll be able to work for you. I'm sorry. There will be mutter because I gave you a specific job. I'm sorry. The Ramah brings down that if I didn't give you a specific job, you're working for me for whatever I need, and it's problematic because if you're going to work on Shabbos, then I'm gaining that on Matzah Shabbos, you'll be able to do something else. If I work for a specific, I hire you for a specific job, so you're doing the work on Shabbos instead of doing a Matzah Shabbos. However, when I don't hire you for a specific job, so whatever you do on Shabbos, the Yid is gaining that now he's going to be free on Matzah Shabbos to work for me. Now, the Mishnah Berurah brings down over here, we mentioned in the past, let's say I ask a guy to work for me, I hire a guy to write a sefer for me, And he's able to do it not on Shabbos, but only if he stays up at night. Is that kind of evil as if he's not able to do it? I bring myself into the cleanness. If he stays late, he'll be able to do it. What's the halacha? So he brings down my colleagues over here. The Taz and Primogadim are Machmir, and the Lariyav is Mekel. Lamaiser Moishin Truvo brings down that he says him like this Eliyahu, and he says that a guy can work at night. If he doesn't want to work at night because he wants to go to sleep, that's his problem. But a guy can work at night, and therefore, as long as you give him the option to work at night, there's such a possibility, then that's fine. Mr. Bunun Kohn in the paper quotes this information, and he brings down a bunch of other achrenim, it's a long hagah, and he brings down a lot of achrenim that learn b'chlal that the Prima Gadim and the Taz are not being chalik on Ramesha, and not, it's not machalik yisutin, they learn differently than the Mishnah Berurah learned. And Ramela, he's saying that b'shas atchak, he says one would certainly allow to be saying, but it says the fact that it's machalik yisachrenim over here. So even though the Mishnah Berurah is machmer, however, we have others that learn not like Mishnah Berurah, and we have others that pass the Lamais and not like Mishnah Berurah, so Ramela says b'shas atchak, then one would be able to be mekel even if he's giving the guy an option to work on only if he works overtime. That would still be considered as if he gave him an option if there's the possibility. It can't be that he has to he can't sleep for 3 days, right? It has to be that there's a possibility. He'll work extra hours at night, even though he usually only works to 5 o'clock. If he works an extra 3 hours at night, 4 hours at night, he'll be able to, he decides he wants to sleep more. But he'll be able to stay up and still sleep a normal, instead of sleeping 8 hours, he'll sleep 7 hours, and he'll have an extra hour for the 3 nights. That's fine. That, what?
No, sure.
Ma'anis himself. So those that want to say Bakhlal, that was talking about in those days. Ma'anis himself in those days, he brings this down. What does it mean, Ma'anis himself to stay up? Ma'anis himself to stay because he's not going to sleep at all? Or Ma'anis himself because he's working in the dark? And it's very hard for him to see. Therefore, it's difficult for him to work at night. In the olden days, he used to work till sundown. That was it. Like the Gemara says in Brachas, the beginning, that's what the pasuk says. Right? We work from sunup to sundown. After that, it's difficult to work. I did candles. Yeah, nobody wants to work by candles. You be honest himself to work by candles. This is Manenu. Baruch Hashem, we have light. Therefore, it's not a big deal. And therefore, it's not such a big deal, even if it's overtime. But it's easy to work at night. And therefore, certainly, B'shat Yitzchak, one would be able to be made. Now, the other thing which is discovered in Mishnah Berurah, and this is very negel, alach l'maisa, is shvachis. He says, mitam zeh yishlim chois biyara shvachis, kshayisim malachas adenein b'shabes, afilu kshayisim shaloi b'beis Yisrael, v'shaloi b'tzimu ba'alein, deim tzkurin l'cholam alachis, v'koshkin kshayisim b'beis Yisrael. Dezeh asr afilu b'sochum l'cholam yuchendis. He says, our shvachis, when they're working in our houses, we are real shevcha, supposed to do anything that I needed to do. Memela, if she works on Shabbos, then I'm gaining that on Matzah Shabbos she'll be free. And I'll be able to ask her to do something else. Therefore, I'm gaining from the fact she's working on Shabbos, and therefore it's problematic. Now, our Shvachais are not like these Shvachais. Our Shvachais. We don't have Shvachais. We have, some people have a living maid. That's the closest that they're going to get. And you pay them per month, you pay them per year, whatever it is. And generally, they have a day off. They're not forced to work every single day. And anybody that is going to be forced to work every day and a certain amount of hours a day that they don't have any free time, then they're just not going to work. So, says Ramesha, some Buddha brings it down, he heard from Ramesha. Ramesha says it, he says yes to other people in Ramasan, and since they always have a day off. Some day is off. Sunday is off, because that's whatever it is, they go to religious purposes. Ramela, the fact that they're working on Shabbos is not specifically for the yid, it's that they should have different time off during the week, and therefore it wouldn't be a problem of considered of they're not working. They always have, the yid is better not gaining by the fact it there's two aspects of it. Let's really mention. There's one aspect of it that they usually have the same. They have a day off, and therefore that which they're deciding to work on Shabbos is for their own good. It's not for the yid. It's that they should have the day off Matzah Shabbos or Sunday. And the second thing is that they don't have, there's a living is not hired to do everything in the house. A living is generally hired to do specific things. It could be a lot of specific things, but it's, she's supposed to clean the toilet, she's supposed to fold the laundry, she's supposed to do the, she's supposed to mend the whatever it is, the do any sewing, she's supposed to, but it's not like, and those things she could do generally every single day. It's not like if she does it now, then Matzah Shabbos, oh, I have a tris which is broken, I'm going to go ask her to fix the tris. And these type of things. Therefore, a lot of times when she's doing it on Shabbos, she's not doing it. The yid is not gaining by the fact that she's doing it on Shabbos, because she'll be able to do it after Shabbos also. She's doing it on Shabbos. It's not that there's unlimited amount of things that she's doing. And therefore, Kenzine, there wouldn't be this problem out them working on Shabbos that Yid is gaining. There's a number of other issues that come up, and that many of the places discuss. I saw it in the Sukhmanum in the Sefer, in the Shabbos Kechasa, and they mentioned that there's basically four issues that a person has to always worry about when he has a maid. There's two types of maids. The live-in maid, which is generally a kablan, because they're hired for a certain amount of to get paid per month or per year to do specific jobs. They're supposed to do all these types of jobs. The basic jobs that a live-in does. But then there's tsiriyim, a maid that comes, a cleaning help that comes every day for 4 hours, from 2 o'clock to 6 o'clock in the afternoon. She bepashas is a tsiriyim. She's being paid to work per hour, per day. And therefore she's coming on Shabbos to work on Shabbos. She's coming on Shabbos to work to do specific things, but she's coming to work on Shabbos. Now, he mentions with regard to a live-in that it has to be at the time of hiring you tell her that she doesn't have to work on Shabbos. She's not mechayev to work on Shabbos. She decides to work on Shabbos, that's her own prerogative. You have to tell her that she's not to work on Shabbos. Why? Because when I hire her, and one of the jobs that she has to do is ironing, and one of the jobs she has to do is laundry, is put stuff into the laundry, into the washing machine, and dryer, then memela, it's understood at the time that if she's living and she's supposed to be working every day, that she's supposed to work on Shabbos. So be'etzem, you're hiring her also to work on Shabbos. Therefore, lechatchila, you have to tell her that she does not have to work on Shabbos. What's that?
She doesn't have to do
melach on Shabbos. She doesn't have to do melach on Shabbos. Then there's also a problem of maratayin. Certain cases, certain things that she's doing, it looks like maybe the Yid told her to do it on Shabbos. For example, like we saw in the Chayyadim. The Chayyadim says that when there's a guy in Rishon Beis, the Mishnah Berurah brings down the Chayyadim, when there's a guy coming to work in your house, even if it's done with kablanis, nevertheless, there's a problem that people are going to say, maybe you hired this person today. We don't know how, is this a live-in? Is it somebody that works, you just hired today to work, to clean for you? Therefore, for her to do malachis, even if you told her before Shabbos, that when you hired her, she doesn't have to work on Shabbos, she doesn't have to do the laundry, she doesn't have to do the iron, and she decides that she wants to do it on Shabbos, that's her prerogative. But there's a different issue. She's doing malacha in your house. She's doing malacha for you in your house. And therefore, that's a problem. Memela, you would have to be meiche, and tell her that she doesn't have to do malacha for you. Now, there's certain things that Rav Moshe says is they don't have to be done. You don't have to tell her every day to do these things. It's understood that, in other words, you tell her once, and then it's done. She understands forever. It's not a unique type of job. There's certain things that are unique types of jobs, that going shopping and going cleaning carpets, and defrosting the freezer, and these type of things, gardening, these type of things that are once in a while type of job. Those you have to be choshish. If the person is doing it, if the maid is doing it in the house, then maybe you told her today to do it. But regular folding laundry, and regular things that are the standard of a maid, and there's no tzad that you told her on Shabbos to do it, you hired her now on Shabbos to do it, and pashas, you told her once, and she understands forever, Ramesh's mako with regard to living, that these things are not a problem. As long as they don't involve,
why isn't
there? Why, so he, for some reason, Ramesh wasn't choshish that by a live-in, he's really talking about a live-in. By a live-in, you tell them once, and they understand that they're supposed to do it every single solitary day. The question is, why don't we have to be choshish that maybe somebody that's going to come is not going to say that she's a live-in? Somebody's going to come to the house and is going to say that she's a tsiriyim. You hired her today. So the truth is that I saw in the book Commerce on Shabbos, that he's not chayshish for that. However, maybe Rav Moshe wasn't chayshish for that because since it's inside the house, it's b'tzino, it's b'chadri chadarim, and it's only chashash of a derabanan, of maratayin, or it could be a deras, it depends what malacha she's doing. Depending if she's doing deras or derabanan, it could be that if she's only doing derabanan, then there wouldn't be a problem maratayin if everybody knows that she's a living.
It's not true that you. Impossible.
It's not that it's impossible. It's not the derech, and therefore you don't have to be chayshish. That's what he said. It's not the derech, and therefore you don't have to be chayshish. It's the normal thing, and therefore there's no. Anytime that you want to do something which is not the normal, So he says basically, you have to on and you also can't get hana from another. There can't be zilzul Shabbos. So if she wants to wash the dishes and she wants to wash the dishes in a dishwasher which makes a lot of noise, then that's going to be a problem. Even if she decides to put it in the dishwasher because it's easier for her, so therefore she's doing it totally for herself. But al zilzul Shabbos, it's going to be a problem. And then there's another issue else, getting hana from that which the guy does. The maid comes in and sees that it's dark in the room, she turns the light for you, that's a problem. She's turning it on for you. So the klalim that you have to know says Rav Simon Ben Kohen, and basically the Shmir Shabbos Chassid goes this way also, in a bunch of different sifrim, one after the next. He talks about it in Perek Lamed, Lamed Hey, Sif Lamed Hey, around there. He says that what comes out is that it has to be clear from the onset that when you hired her, that she's not mechuyev to do malachas and anything which is mutter for a yid to do, you can tell her to do also. That's not a problem. That's for sure. Because a yid can do it. If there's any way for a yid to do beheter, then you can ask her to do it also. What's that? You have to fold laundry the opposite way. So in Echonami, maybe folding laundry would be Yishlahim, whether or not folding. I think it could be Mekel for folding laundry. So those that are Mekel, those that hold the Tzeter Gomer, the folding laundry is Manenu, and therefore it's not, I wouldn't think it's not a problem at all. It can't be that she has to, when she was hired, you have to tell her that she doesn't have to do Malachas on Shabbos. She decides to do Malachas on Shabbos, that's her own prerogative. But if you don't tell her that, then it's kilos if you're telling her, you're hiring her to work on Shabbos. Second of all, there can't be a problem with Marasayim, even if she decides to work on Shabbos. If it's the type of thing that it looks like you might have told her to do on Shabbos, to defrost the freezer, to clean the carpets, these types of things, then that's also a problem. Al-Tzachayadim says that it looks like, even though she's a Kablan, and even though it should be mutter best and you didn't tell her to do it, it's still a problem. The third thing is, there can't be any Zilzul Shabbos. She's not allowed to do laundry and things like that and put into a machine that makes a noise. And the fourth thing is that she can't do something which is going to give the Yid direct Hana, like turning on a light and cooking for the Yid. And these type of things, even if there's no problem with Bishul Akam, heating up water, these things would also be problematic. The Mela, it's not so simple. If someone has a maid, living maid on Shabbos, there's not much. If you look in the brain scan, there's not much that they could do for you on anything that Eid could do, they could do also. And the sweeping and the cleaning, clearing up, and these types of things they could do. And turning off lights possibly, and these type of things they could do. However, any big time malachas, the taka would not be able to do.
The noise from the washing machine, the extension is not turned outside the house.
If it's heard in different rooms, then it could be that from room to room, then that could be that it's also a problem. Bismanenu, most washing machines are not heard outside the house. Some are. We used to have a washing machine that was heard blocks away. But some washing machines you don't even hear inside the house, in the room. I was once in somebody else's house, my washing machine happened to be not like this. In somebody else's house, and he told me to get something from a certain room. I was standing there, and I thought I heard something. I'm trying to figure out what I heard. I'm standing mamish in front of the washing machine. I thought I heard something. It's faint. That was the extent of the noise. The truth is that the Shmir Shabbos Chassid says that if there's a he doesn't say about a washing machine and dryer, but he says about a dishwasher that if the dishwasher is quiet and the guy decides to put it into the dishwasher instead of washing the dishes, then that's not a problem. What's that?
Includes the beep beep at the end.
Includes the beep beep at the end. That's a good question. I don't know. There's a lot of things that are beeping in there. The last halacha sifav, and it's just an interesting halacha. Leila had a little bit of trouble with this. It's talking about a Yehudi hakoina meches umaskir le'eni goy. A yid gets the rights. He pays for the rights. He pays for the entire year for the rights to collect tolls. It's a type of tax which, if you don't collect it today, you're not going to be able to collect it tomorrow. Everybody that's passing over the bridge has to pay the toll. Memela, I paid $365,000 to be able to correct the taxes, the toll is 365 days a year. Memela, every day that I don't collect, it's not just that it's menias revach, that I'm not gaining. I'm losing it, because I already paid for that day. Mr. Bruce Mitzadid, maybe even menias revach, in the case of Hefzer Gadol, would also be mekel. But in this case, there were choishes that maybe a yid, because of the Hefzer Gadol, would be really should be mutter al kablanis, because he paid a certain amount, and now the guy is for the yid to give it over to a guy and tell the guy that for every certain amount that you collect you're going to get a percentage. That lachar should be mutter. It should be mutter. However, there's a problem of marasayim. B'makoyim hefsid gadol, they weren't chayshes for the marasayim. The shaila is, so bizmaneinu, why don't we ever have a problem? Why don't we have, everybody should have their stores open on Shabbos? No problem, right? A guy, especially if somebody's renting spot in a mall, and he pays for the amount that would be, he pays a monthly, the amount that he's paying includes also Shabbos, including, he's losing money by not having his house, his store open. So he could get a guy, tell the guy, listen here, I'll give you 1% of all the profits that you make on Shabbos, and in a mall, especially in a mall in America, Shabbos is the day you have thousands and thousands of people that are coming. It could be mamash a massive hefzer, minyas revach. L'chorio, the yid owns the store. You're right, and we'll give it over to a guy for Shabbos. We'll tell him you make percentages, and I'll make the you make 1%, and I make 99% of the profit. Terrific. What should be the problem? Maritime? Then he's working for you? No problem. So, I thought the Chachila to say that the only time that the Rechashish is in a case where the Yid is going to come, there's a Chash that the Yid is going to come to do a Sederais himself. You're not going to let him, he's going to come do a Sederais himself. But the Mishnah Berurah says not that way. He says there are those that say that, but the Magen Avraham that's asking to say not that way. Even if there's no Chash that's going to come to the Sederais, even in cases where there's no Chash that his mom is going to write, still they matter it out of Sederais. So saw the Shevet Alevi Tainer. He says, I'm just going to quote it, and with this we will end the Chabura. He says that Be'etzem Libi Oimerli Chela Gimel Chav Gimel Libi Oimerli Shekol Ma Sheitiru L'Shum Hefzid Hainu Shem Yafzid Yishover Matel Lachmai. That's what they mastered it over here is in a case where we're scared the guy doesn't have pronounce. Since he doesn't have pronounce, and that's what it sounds like in the Mishnah Berurah at the end of the day, that there were Choshish Machmas B'Yus. Even in the case where there isn't that ma'ilas, we still matter it because there's a life book in all the cases. However, she shover matter lachmai case with the hefted hanikul panasasi. Hefted hanikul panasasi. Avamasha oisim ka mashirim ka yirim shishlam asorius asokim vishutvus keile. Avabishim pragvirim gadilim babam kyodo. You're people that have a whole chain of supermarkets. El shiretim lahagdol hainu machisim asmun kopam lain eitze gadol shigurim lem lin goyim shabbos kodesh tipranafshim shay Yisrael. And they open up a few more stores. Veretim lishtamash behetar hefzim ruba. It is hefzim ruba. Kezeh ben yusim be'oilim lay nichnas b'mash yitir b'soif simin reish mem dalim. Ubodak umanusa. Shekol eilu shemechavtum lem heter ben agel ha-shabbos mischartim b'soifam. And he says over there that he's talking to somebody that did something like this and he lost all his money at the end of the day. So he says, Kumtais, he starts off saying, Yishover Mata Lachmoy, Akeith with the Hefted and Nikola Panasase, and then he switches to the guy that has the whole chain. So he doesn't really talk about the person in the middle, but it sounds like that's what it's the Mashmois is. The reason why Chazal, that they matered Hefted Merubah over here. They matered that it was Hefted Merubah, it was the Chash, that the guy's not going to have Parnasa. And such a case where the whole Chash was out Marasayin, they let Marasayin go. But not Marasayin, then certainly they didn't let it, and that is the Menag Olam, not to have the stores open. And even though it would be mutter, Pashas, many persons say, to leave a person's internet site open on Shabbos, and other things like that, like vending machines. However, for a person to have his regular store open on Shabbos, and just to have Goyim working there, that is not Mikubal at all. And in Echaram Ken Zayin, according to what Rav Hozman is saying, the Taka has no heter whatsoever. Just 2 minutes. First of all, I wanted to give especially whoever's here a great Yashikarech for making it to the end of this man. I think we had a tremendous man with Lachner's Chanukah and Amir Lachum. And now's the time. Visual, for those that are visual, I see that most of the people here talk about visual. The Nanatmana. Losh, for those. Now's the time to chazak, for those that were there, but Rashiva spoke today. Right? When it's still fresh to a certain extent, to chazar, to be misakim what you have. And the ikar over here by Amir La'akum is L'chol HaPachas. To know, even if you don't have all the pratim. First of all, now's the time that if there was anything which is not clear, pick up the sefer. There's plenty of good sfarim out there, even in English, Kamers and Shabbos, and Mitzvah Burim Kohen Sefer, and Ribiat. I didn't really go through it so much. He has also one, and the Shemesh Shabbos Bechasa, and the Zohar Shabbos. There's other sfarim that go through these halachas, anything which is unclear, to go through over there, and at least to get the klalim. If you have the klalim of Amir La'akum, These kalalim are something which don't change over the... It's not like certain things that change very much over the years. There are things which change, obviously, but if you have the kalalim, but again, Tamir la'akam, at least you know what's pasha that it's usher, and what's pasha that... Oh, her, there's nothing that's pasha that's mother. And to know the kalalim, what you're not allowed to do, and to know what's a shayla, and know what to do when you're in a bind, and it's a whole different... somebody told me that it's... I think my Rav, when he came, it was about 8 years ago to this is his first shmooze, his first drasha Shabbat Shuvah was about Amir Lakum. It's like, it's off the chart. People, like Rav Asher says, that it's just Hutra B'Lagamri, Lamatas Malachis, all Malacha Shabbat. To know what's Asher and what's Mutter, and to know how to do it, and to know Makom HaTzerich. That way, people will save themselves many Isurim, Chas V'Chalila, with regard to these Klamim. With regard to Pesach, just one daher, I heard from somebody that he said that Pesach is the time, certainly it's the Yisurid and the Zman, the Sugul, Le'emuno, it's the Zman when, like the Ramchal says, the Uris that happened at the time of Yisrael Mitzrayim come down. I think Pshute, what that means is that there's a Bezundris Yat HaDishmaya. What does it mean? El is a specific time that you have Anila Deidu Deidali. You wake up Rosh Chodesh El and feel anything different. Lav Dafin, you feel something different. So what's different? The difference is that there's a Siyat HaDishmaya that to do tshuva. And there's a Siyat HaDishmaya. What it means that the Uris come down is a Bezundris Siyat HaDishmaya. It makes things much easier to be Kaina, that Nekuda, during that time. When you get to Kabbalah Seter and Shavuos, when you get to Emunah and Pesach, and when you get to all the different things that happen at different points of the year, the Siyat, the Aris that come down is the Siyat HaDishmaya that the Rebbe Nishon gives to acquire these things. So putting in the effort, it's much easier to acquire things in during these times than at other times. And Mamela, that's why it's an opportunity not to pass up. It's an opportunity because it's easier. So if you have trouble during other times, now is the time to make the effort, because it's easier to be kind of these inyanim now, to become the Baal Emunah, to become Chas V'Levenstein in one night, and that's what we're not trying to do. But to work on these nikudas, certainly it's easier, and certainly an opportunity that to work on it. Now I think something, this, what I heard from somebody else, is he wanted a taina that Al-Derech, I'll elaborate a little bit, the Ramban says, that the whole purpose of Yitzias Mitzrayim was to show that Rebbeinu Shalom is Mashgiach. Because Rebbeinu Shalom knows what's going on, he's Mashgiach, he sees what's going on, he's Manish, he's totally involved in our lives. He said that it's a good opportunity to tell those, to speak over in at the table, during the Seder, to your kids, to your wife, for yourself really, to speak it out. The more you speak it out, the more Hemanti Ki Adaver. The very speaking it out, to speak it out to a mirror is also fine. As long as you speak it out, when you speak something out, it brings the emunah. Why? Because you're concretizing it. You're speaking out, you're focusing on what it is. Memela, to speak out the inyanim of how the Hashgacha Pratis that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has shown you in your life. How you ended up here and how you ended up there, and how you thought at the beginning the taka wasn't good, and at the end it ended that it was good. And taka, certain things you taka don't know, but you see the Hashgacha of the Meichim Nitzali Gover, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu put you in this place, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in all different aspects and all different scenarios. And it brings this, it makes it very real. It makes it very real, and it makes it, it's not something which happened 3,000 years ago, it's something which is happening as we're living, and it's happening as Reb Chatzkel used to give his daughters money to bring stories of Hashgach Pratis. He would say that, come home with the story of what Hashgach Pratis did for you, then I'll give you a, you can do it with yourself, give yourself an incentive. Then to write it down, I remember when I was in 9th grade, my Rebbe gave out this little booklet for Hashgach Pratis. Anytime that it's there, then Hashgach Pratis happens, you write it down for yourself. And the more you see it, the more you make some lave to it, the more that it, you write it down, the more you make some lave, and the more you'll see that Taka HaKadosh Baruch Hu was involved, even the things that you didn't realize he was involved before him. You realize that he's involved. And that's the grain says, we say, Goli v'yadu lifnei chizeich v'yadecha. What's up is Goli v'yadu lifnei? It's only bracha that we mentioned, chizeich v'yadecha, lifnei chizeich v'yadecha. This is because people say, going to the bathroom and other things like this, it's possible that the Rebbeinu Shalom is involved in these things. He's too lofty for that. No, Galiviyadu is Nechazeh Fadechel, says the Goyin. That even this, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is involved in. Every aspect of a person's life, the Rebbeinu Shalom is involved in. And now's the opportunity to speak it out. The mitzvah is Sipur. The Meila, we should be Zeicha, to come to these Inyan, to grow in Inyan Yemuna. And This is the Tachlis HaBriyah, like the Ramban says, at the end of Bayi. And the more we're working on it, the more we're getting to the Tachlis HaBriyah. And hopefully, it should bring to the Gula Shleima, the Nechamim, the Zavachim, the Sachim, and the Heir of the Amenu.